Reducing Unplanned Extubations, a quality improvement project by the interprofessional team at Sunnybrook NICU. Background. Unplanned extubations, also known as UE, can result in serious safety events with hemodynamic and airway complications in the newborn infants. In 2017-2018, the rate of UE at our neonatal intensive care unit at Sunnybrook was 3.8 events per 100 ventilator days, which is greater than the maximum rate recommended by the Vermont Oxford Network of 2. This is an international collaborative of over 1,200 NICUs worldwide. Therefore, a local quality improvement project was started to decrease the rate of UE. In particular, the patient mix group at Sunnybrook is focused on very low birth weight infants. Objective. The objective of our project is to reduce the rate of UE by 30% among neonates admitted to the Sunnybrook NICU by 2022 compared to 2017-18. Methods. To characterize UE at Sunnybrook, we used a fishbone diagram using chart review data and staff surveys. We completed chart reviews for UE between 2017-2018. We also performed a stakeholder survey to examine the risk factors and possible solutions for UE and conducted small group sessions to discuss the survey findings and to help devise better practices. Risk factors were categorized into four main areas. These were related to patient, staff, environment, and procedures. Since April of 2019, we have implemented a standardized debrief form for UE and advocated for two-person handling for x-rays and kangaroo care transfers. The outcome measures was the rate of unplanned extubation, described as one events per 100 ventilator days. The process measure we used was the percentage of UE that completed a standardized debrief. The balancing measures were the rate of endotracheal tube resecurement as an indicator of workload and the associated skin trauma with increased retapes. In Figure 1, we review the contributing factors to UE proposed by staff. ETT securement and kangaroo care were the leading factors perceived by staff to cause UE. So far, our project has gone through two major interventions. The first intervention, we looked at data collection. We found most cases of UE did not have adequate documentation to fully understand the cause and possible prevention of the UE event. In the second cycle, we developed a standard debrief form intended to be reviewed by team members present at the time of the UE. The second intervention was intended to address the most common reasons for UE, including kangaroo care and ETT securement. With varying taping techniques, it was difficult to agree upon a standardized taping methodology. The approach instead was taken to increase awareness and communication for frequent review and ETT securement. Based results. Based on 65 chart reviews and our UE debrief data, including 145 cases, we found that extremely low birth weight infants, patients with previous UE, and those undergoing x-rays and kangaroo care were at the highest risk for UE. For our process measures, the debrief form had a 68% completion rate. After implementation, our rate of UE in 2021 was decreased to 2.7 compared to the baseline rate of 3.8 as shown in our run chart. Simultaneously, we have observed no increase in skin trauma, but a steady increase in retapes. Conclusion. To summarize, we found that extremely low birth weight infants who underwent procedures and had a history of UE were more likely to experience unplanned extubations after being intubated for more than 10 days. With our standardized assessment of intubated infants, we observed a decrease in rate of UE by nearly 1 per 100 ventilator days. As UE can occur during kangaroo care, We are now focused on standardizing this process to further reduce UE. What have we learned about this QI project? As unplanned extubations is perceived as an intangible problem by staff, reducing UE requires buy-in and engagement from the bedside practitioners. This QI initiative also requires vigilance from stakeholders and standardization of practices. We have noted that prior UE increases the risk of recurrence. Flagging and communication of prior UE is an area that we are currently focused on, as well as improving adherence to our interventions. Thank you for listening. Please reach out if you have any comments or questions.